ISKCON samsthapak acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta koti vaishnavinda ki jai. Nama acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamukunda Radha Kunigiri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Tham ki jai, Navadip Tham ki jai, Jagannath Puri ki jai, Ganga Mayi ki jai, Jamana Mayi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 14:16. Edeko chetaner kripam habal, tar anusandhan bina korei safal. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Without even inquiring about the king, Prataparudra, the Lord made everything successful. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful that it acts automatically. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. It is recorded in a spiritual account, and in due time it will fructify. This is confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita. Neha bikramana shosti pratyavayo navidyate svalpama pyasya dharmasya Trayate mahato bhayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls in this age the most potent method of devotional service: Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. And whoever takes to it through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. As Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedhasaha. A student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Prataparudra. One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. At first, Maharaj Prataparudra did not have a chance to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when the Lord saw that the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, the Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. When Maharaj Prataparudra, in the dress of a Vaishnav, was serving the Lord didn't even inquire who he was. Rather, the Lord had compassion upon him and embraced him. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out that nothing could compare to the Lord's mercy toward Maharaj Prataparudra. Therefore, he uses the word Deko, just see, and Chaitanara Kripa Mahabal. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also confirmed by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yat karunya kataksha vaibhavavatam. Even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Goswami experienced the mercy and magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. Srila Lochandas Thakur has also sung Parama Karuna Pahu Dvijan Nitai Gaura Chandra. The two brothers Nitai and Gaur are so kind that no one can compare to them. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachishuta Hoylo She Balaram Hoylo Nitai Dina Hina Yatachilo Hariname Uttarilo Tar Sakshi Jagai Matai. Just to deliver all the sinful persons of this age by propagating the chanting of the holy name, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram have advented as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Jagai and Madhai are evidence of their success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission is the deliverance of all fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Krishna must persistently seek the favor and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become fit to return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitanstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dadita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dama, Hare Dama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Edeko Chaitanya Kripa Mahabal Tar Anusantan Vina Karai Safal. The context is that King Prataparudra persistently tried to get the opportunity to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the Lord refused on the consideration that sannyasi should have nothing to do with kings. But finally, through the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, King Prataparudra disguised himself as a Vaishnava, and while the Lord was resting, the king began reciting verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Lord embraced him in transcendental ecstasy without even asking who he was. This is the context. So, Chaitanya Kripa Mahabal, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very powerful. So the question is, what is this mercy and how do you get it? People sometimes say, please give me your mercy. And what do they expect? You know, like a package? Or an electric touch on the head? What does it mean to get mercy? Sometimes we read that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace someone and that person would become ecstatic with love of Krishna. Well, that's certainly mercy. But that's not the only form that mercy comes in. Nor is it the form that we're usually encouraged to expect. We get mercy in the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many other ways. The instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are his mercy. They're the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The kirtan is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The whole process of devotional service is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We just have to take it. One time when Prabhupada was asked about causeless mercy, Prabhupada pantomimed as if he had a big sack of money and just pushed it. I think Bhavananda was asking. Prabhupada pushed it at him, the imaginary sack. He said, that's causeless mercy. You didn't do anything to deserve it, but you just get it. The Vaishnavas favored Prataparudra Maharaj. That became a source of mercy. The Lord was being stern, but the Vaishnavas were sympathetic. So they were always trying to find some way how the king will get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Kripa Sindho Vyevacha. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada is spreading. What is that? Gauravani Pracharane. Prachar means preaching, but it also means spreading Krishna's mercy. What is that? Gauravani. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Gauravani. The transcendental sound vibration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauravani has, you can take it two ways. One is the sound of Gaur. What is that, Janardhan? the sound of Gaur. So that's one Gauravani, the sound of the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another Gauravani is the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada was explaining Bhakti Lata Beej. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. What is that beej, that seed of devotional service that we're going to water and we're going to watch grow and grow and pierce through the coverings of the universe and enter the Brahmajyoti and finally take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna? What is that seed? Prabhupada said the seed is the program of devotional service. Just the scientists tell you that in the seed, there the DNA is there, and the whole program for the plant is in the seed. So the creeper of devotional service, the whole plan is in the seed, but what is that program? It's the program of systematic devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami to Vrindavan, sent them to Vrindavan, sent them here with different missions. One mission was excavate all the holy places. Because that's another way you get Krishna's mercy. Vrindavan is Krishna's mercy. Excavate the holy places. Teach how to behave like a Vaishnav. Teach the system of Vaishnav behavior. Systematically present the science of devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami is giving us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu especially, and many other books. Why bother? Why not just say, Krishna, Krishna, Bolo, and leave it at that? Chant Hare Krishna. Business finished. But chanting Hare Krishna is part of a process. Otherwise it becomes namaparad. Or Prakriti Sahaja. Krishna, Krishna, Bolo, Bolo, and smoking, smoking, and women, women, and anything goes. Whatever, you know, you want to do as devotional, as bhakti, love, it's all up to you. And then it becomes namaparad. And it becomes cheap devotional service. Prakriti means cheap. Sahajya means cheap. And Prakriti means materialistic. Prabhupada one time called the Sahajyas mundane cheaps. Mundane cheaps. So mundane cheap devotional service is not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world to give. Krishna prema pradayate. He came to give love for Krishna. That love is not cheap. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I said, I'm distributing it, I've come to distribute it, no price, anyone can just take it, but actually there's a price. And the price is our eagerness to have it. And another price is, if I'm eager, I have to follow the system. I have to take it seriously. Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna out of mercy. Out of mercy. What is that? Kripaya padaya vishto vishidam idam abravit. Out of mercy he's speaking to Arjuna. He didn't just stand on the chariot with Arjuna and embrace him or touch his head so that Arjuna could be electrified with spiritual potency. He instructed Arjuna. And at the end, Nashta Moha Smitir Labta Tvat Prasada Mayachit. Prasada is also mercy. By your mercy. What mercy? I didn't embrace you. I didn't touch you on the head. The mercy is your instruction. Nashta Moha. My illusion is now gone. Smitir Labta. Now my memory has come back. Tvat Prasada Mayachit. By your infallible mercy. O infallible Krishna, you're by your mercy. Stitosmi gatasandeha. Now I'm back in my healthy condition. And korishe vachanamtava. Therefore, I'll do what you tell me. In the beginning, nayotsya iti gomena, I won't fight. And now, korishe vachanamtava. I'll do what you say. Even if it means killing my grandfather, killing my guru, whatever you say, I'm ready to do. So the entire system of devotional service is given by Srila Rupa Goswami, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are Rupanugas, which means that they follow the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur rejected everything that wasn't in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupanuga Virudhapa Apasiddhanta Virudhapa Siddhanta what is that? Dwanta Harane. If this is not what Rupa Goswami taught, out. We don't care that you call it Vaishnavism. We don't care that you call it Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We don't care how ecstatic you are, how many peacock feathers you're wearing. It doesn't matter. We're not impressed by your gray tilak or where you live or what you dress like. If you're not following Srila Rupa Goswami, out. This was the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give causeless mercy, why not just accept everyone as they are? Why be judgmental? Because that's also mercy. Prabhupada said about the scientists, mundane, atheistic scientists, I kick on their face with boots. That's mercy. Lord Krishna was kicking on Kaliya's heads with his lotus feet. And the Nagapatnis were praying, what did this serpent do? What pious activities did he perform so that he's getting kicked by your lotus feet? Even Brahma tried to get the dust of your lotus feet and couldn't get it. And this snake is getting that dust. What pious activities must have he performed? So the scientists must have performed many, many pious activities in their past lives so that Prabhupada kicks on their face with boots. It's not merciful just to say whatever you want to do, whatever you like, roll your own, put it together in your own way. That's not mercy. If the patient wants to take food which will harm, which will make his disease worse, it's not merciful to say, well, whatever you think. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he danced, he chanted, he showed the example of ecstatic love for Krishna. But he also deputed Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, six Goswamis, to lay out the science of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada is giving us that science. ISKCON is Krishna's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because it's distributing the holy name, because it's distributing transcendental books of knowledge, because it's distributing Krishna Prasadam, regardless of whether one is rich or poor. Because it gives the association of devotees, because it gives the association of Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai. Because it gives the whole program of devotional service. So, and what do we have to do? We just have to take it up. We just have to take it up. There are so many, 64 regulative items, of which five are especially potent. Sadhu Sangha, to associate with devotees. Associate doesn't just mean hang out. Associate means to serve the devotees, to hear from them, to inquire from them, to initiate loving exchanges with them. Sadhu Sangha. To be merciful to the less advanced devotees, to be friendly with the equal devotees. To be eager to serve the more advanced devotees, sadhu sangha. And Krishna seva, to worship the deity of the Lord or engage in the service of the Lord. And Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam, Yad Vaishnavanam Puranam. This hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam, serving of Srimad Bhagavatam is the third super potent item of devotional service. And Nam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Rajbhas, that's the fifth one. To live here in Vrindavan Dham, or leave Vrindavan Dham and replicate Vrindavan Dham in places like London, New York, Moscow, Hong Kong, and so on. Or bring Vrindavan Dham wherever you go by Krishna consciousness. Because it's the consciousness that ultimately creates Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not just a physical location. Its existence is established in the world of transcendental consciousness. That transcendental consciousness is the consciousness of pure devotional service. So by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very easy, very accessible, and very practical also. Someplace in Upadeshamrita, one of my favorite lines, Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is not just sentiment or imaginative ecstasy, but it's practical activity in the service of the Lord. So by performing practical activity in the service of the Lord, doing what the spiritual master says. The spiritual master is also the mercy representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We receive mercy coming through the parampara system. What is that? Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhamajana Adhamandu. So what is that Karuna? It's the Karuna, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descending through the parampara system. Therefore, yasya deve prabhakti yata deve tadhaga. One has full faith in Krishna and full faith in the bona fide spiritual master, then all the value of the Vedic message is revealed to him. All the meaning is revealed to him. Prakashante Mahatma. So the mercy is there. And Prabhupada says that one should try to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pratapa Rudra Maharaj was noticed for taking up the humble servant of sweeping the road before Lord Jagannath. Although he was a king, he took the profession of sweeper for the service of the Lord. So one should try to be noticed. Prabhupada said, don't try to see Krishna, but try to act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. So how to act in such a way that Krishna will want to see us is an open secret. We simply have to follow this process full-heartedly, always expecting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Any questions? And that microphone is somewhere. We know it is. But we don't know where, so just speak loud. I mentioned the relationship between Rupa Nugas and other Vaishnava groups.
What is your recommendation for devotees coming to Vrindavan on Mayapur? How to interact with other Vaishnavas?
Well, Trinadapi Shuni Chaina Turorapi Sahishnana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is directing us, be respectful to everyone. What to speak of Vaishnava groups, even ant groups, one should be respectful to. Not that we're Rupa Nugas, we're arrogant, we're the best, and everybody else we dismiss. One has to be very careful not to offend other living entities, and especially Vaishnavas. But Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan, was so careful to protect the devotees here against everything, which meant so much in Vrindavan that he wanted to protect us from. He was very, very careful. He once told Tamal Krishna Goswami, whatever you need for your spiritual life, you'll find within the four walls of this compound. He was not glad to see us wandering here and there, associating with this person and that person, picking up a little of this and a little of that, at all. He would see that someone had gone to Radha Kund. Why has he gone? Who has given him permission? Who has told him in this way? Call the GBC. Who has he associated with? Because Prabhupada knew that in Vrindavan, so many things go on. When Damodar Pandit, the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was ultra eager to come to Vrindavan, finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, go. Go straight to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, stay with them, and don't mix with anyone else. And that was 500 years ago when everyone else was a small tribe. Don't mix with anyone. Why? Because the devotees of Vrindavan are unconventional. They have spontaneous attraction to Krishna, and they may or may not follow the regulative way of devotional service. So better that you avoid them so as not to A, get the wrong idea, or B, offend them. We usually do one or the other or both. We associate with people we don't know how to associate with properly, or we offend them, or first we associate with them and then we offend them. So Prabhupada wanted to protect us. Stay in the society, stay in the company of the devotees that I'm training. Don't get lost in the ecstasy of Vrindavan. What is that? Where the nine items of devotional service are described, and it says step by step these things are there. Step by step by step by step. Yes, what is that?
Step by step.
Yeah, but in Sanskrit.
Pradur
bhaved
krama.
Bhaved kramaha. Krama krama. Step by step. Not jumping like monkeys, Prabhupada says. Is that okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your class. You said in your class that the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his instructions.
I said in my class that the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his instructions. Yes.
And
in the instructions of Srila Rupa and Sanatana. I want you to continue your question, but you reminded me of something. There's no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his instructions. Just as there's no difference between Krishna's name, form, pastimes, qualities, instructions, they're all non-different from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from his instructions. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ocean of mercy, his instructions are an ocean of mercy. Continuing your question.
The question is what to do with the devotees who, due to his weakness, cannot follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A devotee who by his weakness cannot follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what about him? What's the question about him?
What to do with these devotees?
What to do with these devotees? Pity them. Pity them. The Prabhupada was sometimes very strong. He didn't... he would sometimes just not understand the idea of can't follow. He took it as won't follow. Mahendra Prabhu, am I right? He'd take it as won't follow. What is this? Prabhupada, I can't follow. You won't follow. He didn't... Shesha Prabhu was telling me that he attended West Point, the United States Military Academy. And he said there are three words that you learn when you first enter the academy. No excuse, sir. You know, they catch you out. You know, what were you doing? No excuse, sir. So Prabhupada was in a similar mindset. He didn't like excuses. follow. It's not that hard. Chant Hare Krishna. Follow four regulative principles. If we stay in the association of devotees, we can do these things. If we can't do them, we should cry. And then try again. Someplace Prabhupada paraphrased Rupa Goswami or took some instruction from Rupa Goswami that a child falls down on the ground, he picks himself up by the same ground. In Karmakandiya, if you fall, if you make some mistake or error, then you have to do prayaschitta, you have to do some ceremony of atonement or some penances. The heavier the discrepancy, the heavier the penance. But what do you do if there's some discrepancy in devotional service? What can you do? You do devotional service. Because there's nothing more powerful than devotional service. So somehow if we fall, we slip, something in devotional service, continue. With the hope that one day I'll be able to do it. Let me serve the Vaishnava. Even I can't, we see this. There are people, and it's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, if you can't do this, do this, do this, do this. If we can't follow, then serve those who are following. And we'll come by their association. Come up, come up, come up. We shouldn't be content that, well, I just can't follow, blah, blah. We should try to come up, but all right, whatever my position, let me serve. Let me not give up service. Let me not give up the association of devotees. Mr. Nard, yes.
When King Prabhupada, thank you, Lord. When King Pradabhudra's son was sent to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately reciprocated. In fact, he gave a piece of cloth as his mercy. And towards the end of their pastimes between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly mentioned, I came to Jagannathpuri to see two persons. That is, O King, that is you and Rayavan. These are the two persons that he came to see. But I was wondering, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew very well that King Pratapudra is not an ordinary person, but he is a very advanced devotee. And still, the Lord gave him so much a hard time, he was almost going to leave his body. Why was that?
Why did, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri just to see Pratapa Rudra Maharaj and Ramananda Roy, why did he give such a hard time to Pratapa Rudra Maharaj so that he was practically ready to leave his body? I can think of two reasons. One is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching. Vairagis should not buddy up with Vishayis. Sense gratifiers. Niskinchanana bhagavat bhajanon mukasya param param jigimishor bhavasagarasya. If one wants to cross over, seriously cross over this ocean of material nescience, then sandarshitam vishayinam atayoshitam cha ha hanta hanta vishabhikshanato pisadhu. Then to mix with women for sense gratification or to mix with sense gratifiers is worse than drinking poison. Those who are serious about Krishna consciousness should be very careful about mixing with. Even Prabhupada wrote to Shyam Sundar at one point, who was cultivating the famous musician George Harrison, And Prabhupada was encouraging him in so many ways and directing him very carefully. And he at one point said, be careful. He is a moneyed man. He's a moneyed man. Money means sense gratification. But even though he was helping in so many ways, even though he was chanting Hare Krishna, even though he was favorably disposed, Prabhupada still cautioned, be careful, he's a moneyed man. And these are the two fall downs for those who are seriously trying to get out of Maya's clutches. Hey, I'll give you a lot of money. Hey, I'll give you a beautiful girl. Ha, hanta, hanta, bishop, bhikshanata, worse than drinking poison. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his own example, I will not associate, as soon as I heard the word king, forget it. King. I don't need to hear more. King. Setting a very strong example. So that's one thing. We should be very careful. We, in the Krishna consciousness movement, these things will come. Money will come. Women will come. We have to be very careful. Especially those who are in the renounced order. Second thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was increasing his eagerness. This is Krishna's business. The devotee has love, not enough. It has to be more love. He has more love, not enough. It has to be still more. He has still more, not enough. He has to go mad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, as you said, practically the king is ready to give up his life.
Heightening
his ecstatic love. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. And also, Mr. Prabhupada says, we have to be very careful to deal with those who are dealing with the pound ceiling and penny.
Yes. That means Vishayinam. Those who are, elsewhere it's said, in third canto, that the association of women and those, the association of sense gratifiers and those who are attached to women. Doesn't say women, after all. Prataparudra Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri to see two householders. Ramananda Roy and Prataparudra Maharaj. They weren't disqualified because they were associating with women. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi. That was fine. But men who are attached to women for sense gratification, their association is poisonous. We have to be very careful.
Thanks. You were giving the example of that child is falling up and getting up on the same ground. So similarly, we are chanting so many times offensively, but still we are not giving up chanting.
Yes. That's very good. That's Jiva Goswami's recommendation. Not that I'm chanting so many offensive rounds, I might as well give up. No. We recognize that it seems to be hopeless. We have, Prabhupada said, like washing coal. We have so many offenses, so many offenses, so many offenses. But Jiva Goswami encourages us. The only thing you can do is not say, oh, so many offenses, better I stop. Better I just go on chanting constantly. So that gradually the offenses will diminish. Something else. That's something else. Just it reminded me that when Prabhupada was here and he was instructing his leaders in Vrindavan temple, he didn't place his emphasis on how to develop the feelings of a gopi, how to melt in the ocean of rasa and bhav. It was about how to get that bell ringing on the hour. Practical activity in the service of the Lord. Janardhan Maharaj. Of all the processes of devotional service, what is the best for achieving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? Quickest. Out of the nine, Srila Prabhupada consistently emphasized hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam. And in the Kirtan department, Prabhupada especially emphasized is not the word. Urged, exhorted, pushed, drove us to distribute literature. Prabhupada said, your kirtan party, and he wanted the kirtan party. The 24-hour kirtan should be always going on in Vrindavan, and it is. He said, but your kirtan party will be heard for some blocks. And the distribution of literature will be heard all over the world. So Prabhupada gave so much importance to distribution of literature. And people became noticed. Prabhupada said that about his spiritual master. Some ordinary brahmachari would distribute a few copies of the newspaper that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was publishing. And Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj would say, oh, you are so nice. Quickly recognized. And there are many devotees in ISKCON, quickly recognized by Srila Prabhupada for distribution of literature. All nine methods are good. They're all equally good. Prabhupada especially emphasized Shravanam Kirtan, hearing, chanting, and chanting not only for ourselves but for others, and chanting not only with kartals and mridangas, which we should certainly do, but also with distribution, profuse distribution of literature. Panchakota Maharaj. Yes.
We sometimes consider that offenses in Vrindavan are very strict and severe. And some people have gotten the impression that in Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya is more merciful. Why is he more merciful in Mayapur and so much more strict than Vrindavan?
In Mayapur, he gives you more money to embezzle. You think that you're getting more mercy. You think that it's easier. But if we misuse the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it will not go well for us, whether we're in Mayapur or in Vrindavan. We may imagine, I'm living so nicely, everything has come by Krishna's mercy, I'm able, by Mahaprabhu's kripa, I'm able to live like a king, but we'll suffer. Our devotional service will be blocked, and our progress, and we may have to accept reactions for be punished as thieves. If we act as thieves, we'll be punished as thieves. That said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, and Mayapur Dham is specifically the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore we sometimes perceive that Vrindavan is quite rough. and Mayapur is quite gentle. Or that, yes, that everything's easier. But we should, Maya is everywhere. Maya is easy everywhere, and Krishna consciousness is easy everywhere. So Prabhupada wanted us to come to both places, come to Mayapur, come to Vrindavan. Or you can't come to Vrindavan without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all of these considerations are there. Goda Mandala Bhumi, Yevajane Chintamani, Tarhoi Prajibhumi Vas. There's no difference between Mayapur and Vrindavan, just as there's no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a fact. He's more merciful than Krishna is. And Mayapur is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's abode. We shouldn't mistake the reflection of mercy for actual mercy. Another meaning of Maya is mercy. So Krishna can send, if we want it, lots of Maya. And it looks something like the mercy of Krishna. And we think that we've become fortunate by all of this mercy that's descending on us in the form of fame, adoration, profit, position, followers, dhanam, janam, sundarim, kavitam, liberation. So we should be very careful to distinguish atra vastu shivanam, vejam vastavam matra vastu shivanam. We should distinguish very carefully between actual mercy and pseudo mercy. There's a lot of people who are, you know, angels of mercy, giving material advancement, mundane philanthropy, mundane material advancement, so many things. But we shouldn't mistake material philanthropy with actual mercy, nor should we mistake the gifts of Maya for the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to always be careful to see the difference. Shall I stop? No, you're the president. You have to tell me what to do. One more.
Thank you for your presence. My understanding is there is one person in the Vaishnava history has qualified all nine types of devotional service.
One
person.
Yes.
He has qualified all nine types of devotional service. That is Ambarish Maharaj.
Yes.
Shravana Kirtana Vishnu Smarana. What about Maharaj, if someone is not qualified, any one of them, he simply comes and sees the deities. He comes and just sees the deities.
Neha Vikramanashosti Pratyavayo Navidite. He's not taking up any of the nine, but he comes and sees the deities. Nectar of the Ocean is giving us so many examples. He just sees the deities. He just stands up in front of the Ratha Yatra procession. He just somehow pours some water on the tulsi plant. He just somehow or other does something for a devotee. Prabhupada was walking in Central Park in New York City, and he would pass people on his morning walk and say, "Good morning." And not Hare Krishna, "Good morning." And so naturally the person says, "Good morning." So Prabhupada says, in this way, they're making advancement because they're wishing well to a devotee. So in so many ways are there that a person can get a little start. And even if he doesn't want to, the devotees are forcibly pushing out mercy. "No, take it.
Take this book. You'll like it. Take this. It's good. It's good. It tastes good. It looks good. It's whatever it is, take it. Take it. Take it. Devotees are pushing it. Just take it. So we're not passive, waiting for people to come and look for mercy. The Vaishnavas are pushing it out. They're distributing it. They're aggressively, Prabhupada said, like bombs in wartime, dropping books on the heads of the conditioned souls. One way or another, the devotees are always thinking how to make people fortunate. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.